It's Tuesday, time for our regular weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. Over the past few weeks in his segments, Dr. Husing has been talking about the advent of huge new megaships, soon to be shipping cargo containers into and out of the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. These new ships, which are already hauling cargo around the world, can carry nearly twice the number of containers than ships that have typically been handling containers in the ports over the past decade. Dr. Husing has talked about how the new ships will force the various segments of the international cargo shipping industry to change, to expand and enlarge in port infrastructure to handle the cargo, to modernize the cargo sorting and organization systems, and to prepare for more trucks. There's going to be a lot more truck traffic hauling cargo from the ports through Inland Empire logistics centers and then truck to points around the country. So Inland Empire drivers can expect there will be a lot more crowded freeways with more big rigs. But that brings to mind another segment of the cargo shipping system that could perhaps help. We asked Dr. Husing, what about rail?
Well, again, the system is going to be pushed to handle it faster. You've got on-dock rail where they put cargo onto the ships.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, off the ship.
Right
onto
the terminal.
On a cart, moves it over, put it on rail, goes out of Dodge. That goes then straight out of the region.
Mm-hmm.
You have near-dock rail, which are facilities nearby, where it'll go there by truck and immediately go by train.
Okay.
And then you have sort of near dock, which is the stuff that goes up the I-710, ends up going on rail out of the yards closer to downtown Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And so the whole rail system right now is handling about 35% of the containers coming off ships.
Mm-hmm.
That is anticipated under current planning to go to 50%. And ultimately, they hope to go as high as 80%.
And that will mean more rail cars and more trains more frequently.
More trains more frequently. That's correct.
Huh.
Part of the reason why it was important to get the Colton Crossing built, Colton Crossing was where the BNSF and UP lines crossed
mm-hmm.
at grade. So every train had to stop.
Yeah.
Because you did not want them T-boning at that particular intersection. Now that that's gone, that does pick up some of the speed.
Yeah, they've got that nice flyover where the one train can go right over the other.
And it has opened up some capacity in the rail because they're not getting held up now.
Okay, so what are the implications for the Inland Empire in addition to, you know, that flyover, for example? We just improved the efficiency of the UP crossing the BNSF.
Right.
But there's got to be other implications of these new ships, more trains and more trucks for the IE.
Well, first of all, there's two sides to this. There's the good side, jobs, the bad side, truck congestion and associated vehicle miles traveled, as well as the air quality issues that are drawn by that.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I am aware of those, contrary to what a lot of your listeners, I think. First of all, we're going to see a lot more cargo in the Inland Empire, totally. But then you've got this bulging problem when one of these giant ships pulled in. Both of those will affect us. You're going to see pressure on our competitiveness in California pretty well guarantees growth in this sector, whether we like it or not. Warehouses will feel increased pressure because a lot of the cargo remains in Southern California to serve the Southern California market.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you have cargo that stays here that will leave here later to resupply the national market. Essentially, the way the distribution system works is most companies have cargo that they want straight through, because it is cargo they immediately need for whatever their marketing activities are.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have warehousing cargo that can stop here until they need to replenish wherever it is they need it in the United States. And we serve that function in Southern California and increasingly from the Inland Empire. So both those kinds of cargo the stuff that's going to serve Southern California mm-hmm. and the stuff that's later going to serve the rest of the country ends up coming here and staying here.
We're going to talk about the economic implications of that in next week's segment. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.